弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们早晨再一次聚在他的面前。
We thank the Lord we're able to assemble in His presence this morning.
到了这个早晨，我们所要思想的信息，我们还是来读一点主的话。
As we meditate upon the message from the Lord this morning, let us read His word.
请大家翻到以斯拉记第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 3.
以斯拉记第三章。
Ezra, chapter
3. 今天早晨我们要先来看第三章的第一节到第三节。
We'll read from Ezra, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
以斯拉记第三章第一节到第三节。到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。约撒大的儿子耶稣雅和他的弟兄众祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建造以色列神的殿，以色列神的坛，要照神人摩西律法上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻居国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
Book of Ezra, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Zadok, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and built the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon his basis, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, and they offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening.
我们再看第八节，第八节一直到我们，我想我们就先看这第八节。
We'll also read verse 8.
百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方。第二年二月，撒拉提的儿子所罗巴伯、约撒大的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的督工建造耶和华殿的工作。
Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Josedech, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord.
我们再看第十节到末了。
Also, and Verse 10 to the end.
匠人立耶和华殿的根基的时候，祭司皆穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称颂耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立即根殿的根基，便大声哭号，也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭号的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
Starting with verse 10 to the end. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, And the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and the Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. And many shouted aloud for joy, for that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the voice was heard afar off. Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
父神，我们满心感谢你。
Father God, our hearts are full of thanksgiving unto thee.
让我们再一次在你儿子的名下聚集在你的跟前。
Once again, we're able to gather in thy presence under thy son's name.
父啊，当你再给我们这样子的机会，在你儿子回来以前，我们能够这样子的聚集。
Father, as thou afford us opportunity to gather in this way before thy son's return.
我们深深地相信你，为着你教会的建造，你仍旧用你话语再来建造我们。
And deeply we know that thou has a desire to build us for the building of the church to welcome thy return.
因为你要照着你那永定的旨意来成就你自己的计划。
According to thy eternal will, thy purpose, complete thy plan.
所以我们在这个早晨，我们聚集，我们还是在你面前仰望，等候你的怜悯。
Therefore, this morning, as we gather, as we await before thee, we look unto thee for thy mercy.
我们恳求你把你在你儿子里面所应许给我们同在，再次显明在这聚会的当中。
We pray that thou would manifest thy presence with us according to thy promise in thy Son.
我们恳求你在圣灵里面再向我们说话。
Sincerely, we plead with thee, speak unto us through the Spirit.
我们也恳求你的灵在里面的预备好我们每一个人的心。
Earnestly plead with thee to prepare each and every one of our hearts.
我们更求你开通耳朵，让我们能够听见那宝座上面的声音。
We pray that thou would open up our ears to hear thy voice from thy throne.
在这早晨，你自己得着你当得的荣耀。
This morning we pray that thou would gain all the glory that is due unto thee.
我们相信我们在宝血的底下来到你面前，我们仰望你的怜悯，你这个捆绑仇敌的工作。
We know that when we come before thee under thy precious blood, thou would bind all the work of the enemy.
让你的话在我们里面一点都没有扣留保留。
That thy word would not be discounted, would not have any withholding.
主啊, 得主我们,
Lord, do gain us.
开通我们,
and do open us.
主啊, 怜悯我们,
have mercy upon us.
我们等候仰望你,
we await for thee.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢我们的神,
we praise and thank God because of his mercy.
让这些被掳的神的百姓
that these captivity of his people,
他们能够在神所规定的时间得以回来
that they're able to return.
当然我们晓得神作为总是与人发生关系的
of course we know all of God's work has to do with man.
虽然神有审判
even though with God there is judgment,
但是神借着先知还是给他们说出了恩惠的话
yet through the prophets God speaks gracious words to them.
叫他们知道说神的审判刑罚并不是长远的
so that they would realize the people would know God's judgment and his chastening is not forever.
他向着他们慈爱那是永远
yet his loving kindness is everlasting.
所以管教不过是只有一点的时候
and so discipline chastening is but for a moment.
神早就接着耶利米说了，他们被管教不过是七十年之久。
And God through the prophet Jeremiah has said their chastening is only for 70 years.
自然，这七十年当然有神自己的意思。
And of course, in these 70 years, there's God's promise.
他们从进到迦南一直到被掳，大概在490年的时间。
Now, from the time of their return from captivity until the promise of the Messiah is about 490 years.
他们实在没有一次照着律法上面守过安息年。
and they have not kept the Sabbath according to the law in those 490 years until since they entered the land of Canaan.
所以就在这地来说，这是让这个地再回到神自己的定规的那个安息的时候。
Therefore, with this judgment, it is for the land to receive the Sabbath which God has determined.
但是就在他们神面前那种得罪神的光景，他们必须被管教。
And it is because of their offending God in this way that they must be disciplined in this way.
但是在神管教的里头。还仍旧有恩典。
Yet even under the disciplining hand of God, there is still grace.
所以神这个先知早就预先的说明。
Therefore, through the prophet, God has already foretold to them.
为着巴比伦，他们只能够管辖七十年。
That in Babylon, they are only in captivity for 70 years.
为着神的百姓，他们被这个管教是七十年。
And for his people, God will discipline his children for 70 years.
所以到了时候，他们必须回来。
Therefore, in the fullness of time, they shall return.
这是神的定规。
And this is determined by God.
但是另外一方面，神做事还得借着人来与他同工。
At the same time, when God works, he desires for man to work together with him.
所以我们看见在但以理书的里头
Therefore, we're able to see in the book of Daniel,
我们看见在但以理书第九章看见但以理的祷告
When we see in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, the prayer of Daniel,
在那里给我们看见在大力乌王的时候
we see in the days of King Darius,
乃是在马代王在那里马代王大力乌王的元年
It is in the first year of King Darius, the king of Persia.
但以利在书上看见神自己所定规的时间神的话
And then you have read the books and found it was the 70 years determined by God.
他就在神面前祷告
And therefore he prayed in the presence of God.
这大力乌乃是马代王
Now this Darius, he isA king of Medo-Persia.
这第九章第一节，也就是第六章的第一节。
And in chapter 9, verse 1, there in Daniel is also chapter 6, verse 1.
第九章呢是倒叙的一个的记载。
And so chapter 9 in the book of Daniel actually goes back and gives us a glimpse in backwards.
在第五章末了的时候，我们看见巴比伦在这个巴沙沙的时候那一夜。他就被杀了。
And we can see even back into the book of Daniel on that night when Belshazzar was king and how he was slain.
这马代王他就大力乌就得了这个地方。
And it was this Medo-Persia king Darius who gained the land.
那是在主前537或者538或者539年的时候。
And that was the 593539 BC.
那在这个时间里头，我们看见但以理他看见时事改变了。
And it was during that time when Daniel was able to comprehend the change in time.
他看见环境在那里有所转动。
And he saw there was this change in the time.
所以他在神面前他祷告是更迫切。
Therefore he prayed even more earnestly before God.
所以圣经告诉我们说他在那个时候开始他在神面前就迫切的祷告
Therefore the scriptures record for us how he earnestly prayed in God's presence during that time
因此我们看见在这第九章的里头
Therefore we're able to see from Daniel chapter 9
神不仅听他的祷告
Not only did God hear his prayer
神也为着他本国的子民定了七十个期
That how 70 weeks were determined upon the people
当但以理祷告大概三年之后
and about 3 years into this prayer
在主前536年
it was 536 BC
我们就看见这个波斯王古列他登基了
we're able to see then King Cyrus who was king of Persia on the throne
这个波斯王取代了这马代
and it was King of Persia who replaced then the seed of the Medes, Darius.
这马代王大力乌他62岁的时候得国。
And it was when Darius, the king of Medo, seed of the Medes, gained the throne when he was 62.
历史告诉我们，他短短的几年他就离世了。
History tells us shortly a few years after that he passed on.
这小国被波斯所取代。
And it was Persia then who reigned.
所以这个古列他就做了波斯王。
And therefore it was Cyrus who was the king of Persia.
这波斯王古列元年。
It was the first year of King Cyrus.
那也就是主前536年
and this was the year 536 BC.
从以色列百姓被掳的第一次606年
and from the first captivity of the people of Judah in 606 BC
一直到536年
until this year 536 BC
那就是整整的70年
this wasExactly 70 years.
神的百姓就回归。
And this was the time when the people of God returned.
神不只在历史里面动工。
Not only did God work in time in history.
神也听了他仆人的祷告。
At the same time, God heard the prayer of his servant.
我们十分的相信神不自然是管理历史的神。
We truly believe and know that God governs over history.
一切照着神的计划在这里进行。
And all will unfold according to his plan.
但是神也一直在寻找等候那借着祷告与他同工的人。
Yet at the same time, God is looking for those who will work together with him in prayer.
所以你看见神可以随时把这个历史来改变。
Therefore, we're able to see God at any time can change history.
但是神还得得着一个忠心在他面前懂得神心意而祷告神的人。
Yet God desires to find one who is faithful, who is loyal to wait for him and work together with him in prayer.
假如没有得着这样子一个器皿
，And when God is able to find such a vessel,
我们几乎可以说神宁可在那里忍耐。
We can put it in this way: God would rather wait until he gains the vessel.
但是我们感谢神，神的确得着了合他心意的人。
But we thank God because he has found one who is after his own heart.
但以利的祷告使他催促了神自己的手的工作。
Now the prayer of Daniel did urge and prompt the working hand of God.
但以利祷告叫神的计划按住他的时间来成就。
And by the prayer of Daniel, God is able to work according to his plan, according to his time.
与此同时，我们看见说神就在这个波斯王古列心中来动工。
At the same time, we see God working in the heart of King Cyrus, king of Persia.
当他从但以利那里得知神把他放在这个位置的上面。
From Daniel, King Cyrus was able to understand that it was God who appointed him to the throne.
他的里面就能够明朗了。
And he was able to be enlightened within.
因为是先知但以利告诉他，200年前以赛亚已经神借着他说明了。
Because it was pointed out to Cyrus 200 years before that through the prophet Isaiah this was told to him.
我们不晓得他是否打开了像我们今天所说的以赛亚书44章。
Now we don't know if the book of Isaiah, so we have it today to open unto Cyrus Isaiah chapter 44 at that time.
在那里先知以赛亚说论古列。
And there, the prophet Isaiah said concerning Cyrus.
神说他是我的牧人。
He says that he is my shepherd.
他要成就我所喜悦的事。
And he will do that is pleasing unto me.
他要下令建造圣殿。
Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built.
发命立稳殿的根基。
And to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid.
所以你看见古列的心当然非常的激动。
Therefore, we're able to see when Cyrus understood this.He was stirred.
神竟然得罪了他。
That God was able to gain even Cyrus.
这位天上的神竟然叫他成为了他手中的工具。
That God of heaven will use him.
来成就他的工作
to accomplish his work.
所以他就下命令
Therefore, Cyrus gave this proclamation,
让这些神的百姓可以自由地回去
so that the people of God can freely return.
我们感谢神
and we thank God,
神就是在这里让我们看见他是全地的神
We're able to see that God is indeed God of all the earth.
他是管理历史的神
and he is God who's sovereign over history.
他永远照着他的计划计 华在这地上成就他的旨意。
Forever he will accomplish his will on earth according to his plan.
然而与此同时，他也一直在寻找那合乎他心意的人。
Yet at the same time he seeks after those who are after his own heart.
要得着他手中可用的器皿。
To gain vessels that are useful meet for his use.
这话同样摆在我们的面前。
These words again are placed before us.
到底今天我们有多少的人的心愿意这样子来与神同工？
Today, how many of our hearts are willing to work together with God?
我们虽然懂得了神的旨意，
even though we may have an idea of the will of God,
我们虽然知道神是那位从永远到永远的神，
though we understand He is God from everlasting to everlasting,
他所定的那永恒的旨意必须按照他时间来成就，
and His eternal purpose will be fulfilled according to His time.
有一天他必再来，
and one day He shall return.
有一天他的国必定要建立在这地上。
And one day his kingdom will be established on earth.
但是他在今天是否得着这样子的器皿？
Yet today is he able to gain vessels of use?
是否能够从我们能够得着他要得着的祷告？
Is he able to gain from each one of us the prayers that he is after?
我们是否借着祷告来与他同工？
Through prayer do we work together with God?
我们是否愿意把自己摆在他的手里面？
Are we willing to place ourselves in his hand?
看见说我们之所以能够存留，
that we're kept for this reason.
看见我们所以能够还活到今天，
to realize that we remain alive even until today.
看见我们所以摆在这个位置的上面，
to know that we are put in such a position at a time such as this.
并非偶然的，
it is not by coincidence.
乃是神的旨意，
it is all by the will of God.
这用以斯帖记里面的话说，
and using the words in Esther.
因此你得着这个位分，
Do you not know that you have gained the kingdom?
乃是为着这个时候。
It is for a time such as this.
因此我们今天的存留，
therefore, even our being preserved today,
乃是为着他永远的旨意。
It is for that very eternal purpose.
如果在这地上神寻不着这样的祷告的器皿，
if God is not able to gain these vessels of prayer,
如果在这地上找不到合他心意的人，
He is not able to find those after His own heart.
恐怕我们知道主的回来，
Perhaps we know that he is coming.
恐怕我们巴不得身心腹能够被提，
And perhaps we desire for the bride to be caught up.
恐怕我们巴不得他的国早日的降临，
And we long for his kingdom to come.
这一切都仍要延迟了，
And all these would tarry.
神的心何等的迫切，
How fervent, how urgent is the heart of God.
神的心何等的希望，
And how much longing God has.
像但以理这样子的人，
Just to gain individuals such as Daniel.
他早就预备了他自己的工具，
And he already have long ago prepared his instruments.
所以当我们摆在面，当我们来读这些历史的时候，
So even as we read such history,
这些话乃是圣灵在我们里面说的话。
These words are spoken to us through the Holy Spirit.
这些话绝不是突然只是放在历史的里头。
These words are not merely placed for us to read in history.
所以我们处在这幕后的日子里头。
So even while we are placed in these end times.
神是借着环境，借着他的话，每一天在我们里面要激动我们的心。
It is through these circumstances, through his words daily to stir each one of our hearts.
虽然神借着鼓励说了话，
and even though God spoke through Cyrus,
他的命令下来，
and even though the decree has been given,
但是很可惜回应神自己这个接着鼓励下的命令的人，
but very sadly those who responded through this decree proclamation given by Cyrus,
却仅仅只有不到50,000的人，
was merely short of 50,000.
这少数的人他们回应神的要求，
these very few responded to the requirement of God.
是因着什么的缘故？
Why?
是因着这些的人，
Because these individuals,
他们的心都预备了，
they're all their hearts of these individuals who are ready.
当然在这不就50,000人的里面，
Of course, in these 50,000,
我们可以说排除了这仆人这个婢女，
besides all the servants, that were recorded there,
那其余的人都是神的子民。
All they were recorded were the people of God.
这些的人他们一直在等候。
And all these people were ones who waited and waited.
这些人他们的心没有忘记他们的国家。
And in their hearts they did not forget their country.
是的，环境对于他们来说实在是可以说没有想象那么样的痛苦。
Yes, perhaps now in captivity it is not as bad as it seems or they thought of.
在那七十年里面，他们所过的生活越过越叫他们适应了。
And the more they spend in captivity throughout the 7 years, the more adjustments and accustomed they were to it.
也叫他们越过越感到舒服了。
And the more time passed, the more comfortable they became.
甚至乎，也许他们在那里有更大的想象。
And perhaps they would even imagine during captivity.
他们也许在那盼望有自己的建造。
That they would able to establish their own work.
但是这世界在他们的里面。
But this world is within them.
对于这少数的渔民。
Now, but as far as these 50,000
他们却胜过了这个世界。
They were able to overcome the world.
他们的心却在神的面前。
Their hearts were before God.
所以当神的灵在那里做工的时候，
Therefore, as the Spirit of God worked,
当神这话这个鼓励发出来的时候，
And when the word of God was proclaimed through Cyrus,
他们立刻就有那个反应。
Immediately they responded.
他们就愿为做神的旨意。
And for the will of God.
他们付上了代价。
They paid at all costs.
所以他们就从远处再回到自己的家园来。
Therefore, from afar they returned to their own homes in their own country.
这是这些的人在神面前蒙恩的原因。
And this is the reason why these 50,000.
因为神看见了他们的心。
Because God saw and saw in their heart.
因着他们心准确活在神的面前。
It's because their heart was accurate before God.
神的灵在他们里面一动。
And once the Spirit of God worked,
他们马上就回应了。
Immediately they responded.
你不要以为说其他的人他们拿出钱财来。
Do not think the others they can support with the finances.
他们愿意把他们财务来支持他们。
They're able to support them with the resources.
甚至乎他们愿意为着他们来祝福。
Oh, they will bless them on their way.
他们也就参与在其中了。
And they have a hand in it.
那是差得远了。
But it is a far cry.
这是神的眼中来看。
Because in the sight of God,
那完全和这些回去人不一样。
It is completely different than the 50,000 who returned.
他们以为说我们在这里，我们也支持他们。
They say, no, here we can support them.
我们也关心他们回去的一种光景。
And we're very mindful of the condition of their return.
如果他们有需要，我们也随时可以支援他们。
If they have a need, we'll support them right away.
但是遗憾的就是他们心不像他们在神的面前。
But what is regrettable is their hearts are not as the 50,000 before God.
所以神的手也在这群人的身上来做工。
Therefore, the hand of God continues to work upon that group.
因此你才读到在这中间的部分，以斯拉和尼希米中间的以斯帖记。
Therefore, we're able to see from the book of Ezra, right in the middle, it is Esther and Nehemiah.
这些留在那的人几乎连命都没有了。
And those who remained behind almost lost their lives.
他们几乎被灭了。
They were almost destroyed.
你看着好像外面很舒服了。
And they seemed to be very comfortable.
但是仇敌从来没有放过他们。
Yet the enemy will never let God's people go.
撒旦从来都要与神对着干。
Satan will always be against God.
你以为说你在这个世界里面。
Oh, perhaps you think, well, I'm in this world.
你以为可以亨通发达，可以自由。
I can prosper, I can be at liberty, and I can do whatever I want.
你以为有神的那个回来这个知识？
Oh, we do have the knowledge of God's return.
你以为我还有点点所谓爱主的心？
And you think I still have a little bit of heart to love the Lord.
我们就足够了。
And that is enough.
但是神不能满意。
But that does not satisfy God.
神要敲醒这些的人。
God will awaken these slumbering ones.
神要让他们看见说。
God will show them.
不要以为你们在这里是安舒的。
Do not think it is peace and safety comfort here.
你们的命随时都可以没有的。
Your life can at any time be gone.
当然我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神顾念他的子民。
God is mindful of his people.
没有一个意思要把他们全然的灭绝。
God has no intention to destroy his people.
所以神的暗中还是在那里施行 保护。
Hiddenly, God is still keeping and protecting His people.
叫他们能够借着摩迪改扭转局面。
Through Mordecai, this was able to be turned.
借着以斯帖在这个神所定的环境当中站在一个位置上来改变这个时间。
Even through Esther, who stood her ground under the circumstances which God had planned.
这完全是神的怜悯。
This is all by the mercy of God.
但是神的心要些什么？
What is the heart of God?
神的心要这些的余民。
The heart of God is after the remnant.
他们来明白神的要求。
That the remnant will understand His heart.
他们来回应神的旨意。
That the remnant will respond to His will.
他们愿意回来，回到神赐给他们的地。
That the remnant will return back to the land which God gave to His people.
他们为着什么而回来？
Why did they return?
很清楚地给我们看见。
Very clearly we can see.
鼓励的诏书告诉我们。
And in the decree of Cyrus it tells us.
他让这些百姓的回来。
He allowed for the people to return.
并不是让他们复国了。
It is not for them to restore their nation.
并不是让他们再一次在那里能够回到从前那个国度。
It is not for them to return to their previous kingdom and nation.
是有一天以色列要复国。
Yes, one day the nation.Of Israel will be restored.
但是从那个时候开始
But from that time on,
你却看见神没有给他们这样子的一个时间
It was not the time of God yet.
他们就是能够回去了
It is for them to return.
还是要经过了相当的时候还在外邦的政权的底下
It is still through a very long period of time under the governing hand of Gentiles.
我们晓得这历史一直到了1948年
And we know that history is long until 1948.
一直到了1948年5月14号
Until May 14th of 1948.
我们要看见以色列正式的复国
We can see the official restoration of the nation of Israel.
这是神的时候
And that was God's time.
但是在这之前神没有让他们复国
But before that, God did not allow for the nation to be restored.
而在这70年满的时候
Now, in the fulfillment of these 70 years,
神让他们回去
God allowed the people to return.
神就不是很清不是往清楚的下命令告诉他们说
And through the king, it was very clearly given in the proclamation.
他们可以回去
You can return.
但是他们回去只有一个目的
But there's only one purpose of your return.
他们为着要重建耶和华以色列的神的殿
It was to rebuild the house of the Lord in Israel.
这是神的旨意
And that is the will of God.
这是神的意思
And that is the intention of God.
因为古列的被放在位上
And it was for this reason Cyrus was appointed to the throne.
神说他是我的牧人。
God says he is my shepherd.
他下的命令是建造我的殿。
And he has given the command to build my house.
他发出的诏书乃是立稳圣殿的根基。
And he has given the decree to lay the foundation of my temple.
换句话说神的百姓回去。
In other words, the people of God returned.
神第一的要求就是恢复神的殿。
The firstrequirement of God is to restore the house, the temple of God.
不是恢复他们的国度。
It is not to restore their kingdom.
要恢复的乃是耶和华神的殿。
What is required is the restoration of the temple of God.
那为着什么神要让这个殿再恢复呢？
And why did God want this temple to be restored?
当然我们懂得殿的故事。
Now we understand the story of the temple.
我们都晓得为着什么神把殿给神的百姓。
We understand then why God gave the temple to his people.
神要叫他的殿建筑在神的百姓的中间。
Build his temple amongst his people.
历史圣经告诉我们
In the Bible it tells us
从会幕一直到圣殿
From the tabernacle to the temple.
这全然是神的旨意
It is all by the will of God.
我们读创世纪25章
When we read Exodus chapter 25
我们都看见说是神告诉摩西说
We see that it is God who told Moses
又当为我造圣所
That you shall build a tabernacle a holy place for me.
使我可以住在他们中间。
So that I may dwell amongst the people.
神把摩西带到那山上去。
And when God took Moses on the mount,
叫摩西看见那个荣耀的异象。
And when Moses saw that glorious vision.
让他看见神所要得的会幕到底是一个怎么样的形象。
And saw that glorious vision of the tabernacle which God is after.
所以神的话才对他说。
Therefore the word of God said to Moses.
你所建造的一切都要照着山上的样式。
That you must build all according to the pattern on the mount.
因为是神亲自给他看见。
Because God himself showed Moses the vision.
因为这是摩西所看见那个荣耀的迹象。
Because Moses saw that glorious vision.
就根据这个意象。
And is according to that vision.
根据神所启示的。
According to what was revealed by God.
还要神的百姓在这地上。
And for his people on earth.
在那西奈的旷野里头。
On the wilderness of Sinai.
照着这样式。
According to this pattern.
一点一合都不能差错的。
That it must be everything exactly according to this pattern.
一个尺寸一个的颜色都不能错误的。
Each color, each inch cannot err.
来照这个圣所。
It is all according to the pattern to build this tabernacle.
好让神能够住在他们中间。
So that God can dwell in their midst.
想要接住这个会幕。
It is through this tabernacle.
来与人同住。
To dwell in the midst of men.
往后进到迦南地了。
After they enter into the land of Canaan.
我们都知道神把他的心意放在大卫的里头。
We know that God placed his will in David.
一直到他想到神的约柜。
And when David's thought of the ark of God.
也把这个圣殿的样式。
And also the pattern of the temple.
大卫说是神用指头画给他看的。
And David said it was written to him by the finger of God.
让他能够懂得。
So that he would understand.
也可以说神把这个意象给了这个大卫。
We can put it this way. Also God gave this vision to David.
让他能够有这个的意象。
So that he's able to have such a vision.
虽然神没有容许大卫来建造。
Even though God did not allow for David to build the temple.
大卫对他儿子所罗门说。
But David said to his son Solomon.
神不容许他。
God did not allow for him.
神要借着他儿子他所爱的来做。
But it is through his son, David's son, the beloved of the Lord to build.
虽然神把这意象给他。
Even though God gave David the vision.
但是这个人大卫自己清楚说他是流人血过多了。
But David knew he was the one who shed much blood.
神的殿并不是用挣脱而来的。
And the temple of God is not to be built by hands that shed much blood.
神的殿的显明啊是个和平的。
Because God's temple manifests, He is a God of peace.
那是使人安息的。
It is one to give rest to.
所以神就是所罗门照着大卫的所得的蓝图。
Therefore, Solomon built according to the blueprint that was given by David.
来建造这个的殿。
To build such a temple.
神要住在神百姓的中间。
And God desired to tabernacle amongst His people.
神要与他们同在。
And God desires to be with His people.
所以你就看见当这个圣所造起来。
Therefore, when we see this temple was built.
当所罗门这辉煌的圣殿建筑完成了。
And this magnificent temple which Solomon built.
神的荣耀就充满在其中。
The glory of God filled the temple.
这个荣耀充满在里头。
And when this glory filled the place.
来表明神与人同在。
It is a manifestation of God's desire that he dwell with man.
当然那永恒叫你看见了同在的具体。
And it is a practical manifestation of the presence of God.
那是在那至圣所里头的约柜。
And it was because of the ark of the covenant in the most holy place.
但是你看见神的荣耀充满。
And we can see the glory of God fill the place.
神的荣耀在这个殿里头。
And the glory of God filled this temple.
神表明他满意。
And God manifests the fact now he is satisfied.
神愿意把他自己的同在摆在这个地方。
He is so willing to place his own presence to confine himself to the temple.
要借着这个会幕，借着这圣殿。
And it is through the tabernacle, the temple,
来与人同在。
To dwell with men.
但是很可惜。
But very sadly.
你看见这个殿造起来了。
That the temple was built.
然而这个殿却不能够满足神的心啊。
Yet this temple was not able to satisfy the heart of God.
这个殿里面一切的在那里所有的敬拜与释放。
All the worship, all the service in the temple.
都不能够叫神的心能够满意。
Was not able to satisfy the heart of God.
不管是在 旷野的日子
whether it was during the days in the wilderness,
不管在迦南地的时候
or whether in the land of Canaan,
你都看见神的心极其的不满
well, we can see how not satisfied the heart of God was,
对准那一个的帐幕
according to the tabernacle,
神借着先知阿摩斯清楚地告诉我们
and through the prophet Amos, God clearly says,
他们拆拆建建
that they haveput up and they have torn down the tabernacle.
他们搬搬抬抬
and they have moved the tabernacle.
好像是神的帐幕
it seems as it is the tabernacle of God.
但是神说你们所抬的是里方的神性
but God says that is not what he is after.
你是幕落的帐幕
and it is not a tabernacle he is after.
神不满意他们一切的侍奉
God is not satisfied with such service.
那个同在虽然曾经发生
and even though that presence was with them.
但是神却不在其中
but God was not in their midst.
当殿建造起来了
and after the temple was built,
你看见他们把这殿弄得一塌糊涂
we can see in what ruins they left the temple.
所以当你读到以西结书的时候
so even when we read the book of Ezekiel,
你就看见说神借着先知以西结一再的责备他们
we're able to see how God continues to rebuke his people through the prophet Ezekiel.
神给以西结看见在整地里整个殿里面的污秽肮脏
and evenThrough Ezekiel, we can see the corruption, the defilement of the temple.
他们在那里敬拜偶像。
And in the temple, they worship the idols.
他们把外邦的假神放在其中。
And they put all the false gods of the Gentiles in the temple.
一直到一天，神给我们看见。
Even one day, God shows us.
借神的荣耀从至圣所的里头。
That even the glory of God from the most holy place.
慢慢的出去了。
And lingered and tarried and gradually departed.
而从那又跪着上。
And even from the top of the ark,
一直离开到了城的东边
and even to the east of the city Jerusalem,
神不再与他百姓同在
no longer is the presence of God with his people,
虽然殿的外形还在那里
and even though outward form of the temple was there,
虽然从人看来还是非常辉煌的圣殿
from man's perspective, it is still a magnificent temple,
但是那殿的实际已经全然失去了
yet the reality of the temple is no longer there.
所以殿的存在还有什么价值呢
what is the value then of the outward appearance of the temple?
为着这个缘故神宁可让这殿被拆毁
for this reason God would rather have the temple be destroyed
因为只有外形
because there is only an outward form
尽管人看是多么的美丽
it could have all the beauty
多么的伟大的工程
a magnificent structure
但是神一点都 不在意
but God is not happy and
pleased
at all
因为这个属灵的意义没有
because there is no spiritual value and meaning at all.
神没有办法与他们同在。
And God had no means to be with his people.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
借着余民回来。
Through the return of the remnant.
神要求他们重建圣殿。
And God's requirement is for his people to once again rebuild the house.
因为表明神没有忘记他们。
That is a sign that God did not forget his people.
也一面给我们看见
说。At the same time it shows us.
神愿意恢复与他们。
God desires to restore the relationship with his people.
也可以说翻过来，神愿意他们来与神恢复关系。
On the other hand, it is also a sign that God desires his people to restore the relationship with God.
所以神告诉他们回来。
So God commands them to return.
回来的目的。
And the purpose of the return.
那就是重建圣殿。
It is to rebuild the temple.
神巴不得他的同在
God desires so much
人就在他的百姓中间
for his presence to meet amongst his people
神巴不得他的百姓
God is so willing
还能够摸得着经历得到
that the people are able to touch and handle and experience
神同在的事实
the very practical presence reality of the presence of God
神同在的这个恩典
and the grace of the presence of God
弟兄姊妹神的同在
brothers and sisters the presence of God
并不是抽象的
it is not abstract
神的同在那是具体的
the presence of God is very concrete
神的同在那是能够遇得见的
the presence of God is able for us to meet and touch
神的同在可以说你是摸得着的
and we're able to handle
神的同在并不在我们的头脑里面
And the presence of God is not merely in our thoughts
好像今天有些礼拜堂每一次崇拜的时候
And as if some church buildings there is worship
都必须要与诗班说主在圣殿中。
And there is a choir that sings and tells us that he is in our midst.
如果没有神的真实的同在，
And yet without the true presence of God,
你就唱的一百遍也没有要价值。
We can sing it a million times over.
因为神的同在呢是具体的。
Because the presence of God is that real.
神的同在呢是叫神的百姓能够晓得的。
And the presence of God is to be known by his people.
你看着当基殿的时候，
And you see when they lay the foundation.
耶和华的使者来向他显给顶的时候，
Gideon, the messenger of the Lord came.
神的使者来对基甸说，大能的勇士。
And then the messenger said to the mighty warrior Gideon,
耶和华与你同在。
And the Lord God is with you.
基甸怎么反应呢？
And how did Gideon respond?
他说，耶和华若与我们同在。
And Gideon's response, if the Lord God be with us,
我们何竟遭遇这些事？
Now why would this befall us?
我们怎么样会有这样子事情的发生呢？
If God be with us, how are we in this such a condition?
我们四面受敌。
That we're surrounded by our enemies.
我们被米甸人攻略。
And the Midianites are attacking us.
我们实在是没有办法生存了。
And we have no means to survive.
我们假如你与我们同在，
Now if the Lord God be with us,
我何止要躲在酒榨里面来打一点麦穗啊？
So why do I have to hide my wine press to do the grain?
可是在基甸的心里头，
We can see in the heart of Gideon,
这同在呢是具体的。
It is very practical. The presence of God is practical to him.
这同在是我们能够经历得到的。
And it is his presence we can truly experience.
如果你的同在，
If he is with us,
我们是刚强有力的。
We are strong and courageous.
如果你的同在，
If God be with us,
我们当然也要敬畏的。
Of course we are to revere and honor.
如果你的同在，
If you are with us,
我们乃是能得胜仇敌的。
That we can overcome our enemy.
这是基甸。
And this is Gideon.
如果神的同在，
If the presence of God be with us,
你看这是个具体让人能够看得见的。
It is something very concrete that we can see and touch.
你看着约瑟的主人波提法，
And we can see Joseph and his master Potiphar.
他能够安心把一切交托给约瑟，
That Potiphar can entrust all that he had to Joseph.
因为圣经告诉我们说，
Because the Bible tells us,
耶和华与约瑟同在，
that the Lord God was with Joseph.
所以他在人的眼中看见，
so in the sight of others they can see,
凡他所行的，
all that Joseph did,
都是百事顺利，
that was prosperous in his hand,
都是叫人可以安心的，
that his master can be at ease.
换句话说，
in other words,
什么叫做神的同在？
What is the presence of God?
神的同在不是在头脑里面，
the presence of God is not only in our head knowledge.
神的同在呢是具体你可经历的。
The presence of God is practical, concrete, and we can experience.
感受神实在在这个地方。
We can truly feel the presence of God is in our
midst. 你能够觉得说神今天就在这里啊。
And because the Lord says God is here today.
我们的的确确亲身的体会得来的。
And we truly can experience and know.
虽然经历了多少年，
And even though so many years have passed,
但是在我的心，在我的思想里头，
But in my mind,
我有一直都没有忘记，
In my thought, I have never forgot.
但我还比今天年少的时候，
That when I was in my younger days,
我还想到我参加的青年人的特别聚会。
And I remember the young people's meeting that I attended.
在那个聚会的里头，
In that meeting,
讲员一点都没有讲到什么特别的道理。
Now the speaker did not speak of any high doctrine.
不过是很简单的话。
It were very simple words.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly,
在过去的直到今天，
Now from that day until now,
几乎没有一次像那一次一样。
There is not once it was like that time.
不仅是我，
Not only for me,
但许多的年轻人，
Many young people,
我们都那个共同的感觉，
The same, all had the same feeling.
神就在这个聚会的当中，
That God is in our midst.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
按照年轻人来说，
Now, according to our age,
来到一个夏令会，
when you're in a summer retreat,
来到一个营地，
when you're in the campground,
有吃的有玩的，
you can play and eat and have fun,
虽然有聚会有分享，
even though you have meetings and you have fellowship,
但是多少这都是我们活动的时间，
but there's so much activity time,
但是没有想到就在这个聚会的里头，
but it was during that meeting,
我们却的的确确几乎摸得着神的同在。
It was so real, so concrete, we can touch touch the presence of God.
这是倒进到我们的里面来。
And the word, when it enters into us,
神的话带着能力。
It is with power.
叫我们在神的面前。
So that in God's presence,
我们这一群的年轻人。
All this group of young people,
我们的确感觉神的同在。
We're able to feel the presence of God.
在那个时候，我们弟兄在旁边翻译。
And at the time, our brother was interpreting.
他每一次都把眼泪流下来。
And each time he would weep.
甚至乎他翻不下去了。
And he cannot interpret.
我们在坐那坐在哪里的聚会？
And all the people that sit in the audience,
好像那时间很快就过去了。
It seems as time passed very quickly.
聚会完了。
After the meeting,
没有一个年轻人起来。
There is not one young people that rose.
没有一个年轻人愿意离开那个座位。
No one wanted to leave that presence.
我们好像坐在哪里？
Because we're all seated there.
我们恐惧，我们一离开，同在就没有了。
We're afraid if we leave, we lose the presence.
因为我们实在感到，
Because we truly felt,
神就在我们中间。
That God is in our midst.
他的同在就在那里。
And his presence is there.
经过了多少的时候？
Through so many years.
我现在能够体会保罗告诉我们说。
I'm able to understand when God, when Paul says,
如果全教会都说方言的时候，
when, even when all the church speak in tongues,
偶有不信的人进来，
and when those who are unbelieving come,
岂不通荒方言的人在你们中间，
and if there's no one that understands the speaking in tongues,
岂不以为你们所癫狂了吗？
and they would think that you're mad,
如果你们都说造就的话，
and if you speak words of edification,
偶有不信的人进来，
and someone will come into your midst,
你看他们就被劝醒了，
and they will be alert and awakened.
他们就说神正在你们中间，
and they will realize that God truly is in your midst.
换句话，神正在你们中间，
in other words, that God truly is in your midst.
是人能够看得见的，
it is able to be seen and known by others.
是能够摸得着的，
they're able to be touched and handled.
是能够看见神的确行了奇妙的事，
they're able to see that God indeed has done wonders.
因为神正在
Because truly God is in your midst.
我记得有个传道人。
I remember a preacher.
我想他已经到住哪里去，我也不说他的名字。
Now I believe he's with the Lord now. I won't mention his name.
他们每一个礼拜在那里祷告。
And each week when they pray.
他们祷告会200人、300人，甚至超过300人。
When they pray, 200, 300, over 300 pray.
每一周在那里祷告。
And each week they will pray.
他们所以宝贝这个祷告。
And they hold treasure this prayer.
因为他们实在在祷告里面感觉到神的同在。
Because in prayer they feel the presence of God.
他的见证说，有一天他们在那里祷告。
And in his testimony he said one day as they prayed.
忽然有一个人在那里出现了。
And someone appeared in their midst.
是个老年人。
It was an elderly man.
这个传道人看见他就说满脸愁容。
And the elderly man, the preacher said he saw the elderly man with a sad countenance.
这个老人叫他来参加他们祷告会。
And the elderly man wanted to join the prayer.
我不知道他有来了多少次。
I don't know how many times this elderly man came.
但是那一天这个传道的人。
But this day, the preacher,
他看见了这个的老人了。
He noticed this elderly man.
大家上前就慰问他的时候。
And so went up to ask this elderly man.
他知道说他得了癌症。
And understood that this elderly man had cancer.
本来一个老年人了。
Now this is an elderly man.
他得了一个病。
And he has this disease.
安慰安慰他也就是了。
And just give him a little comfort and that's all.
为他祷告祷告也就是了。
And say a prayer for him.
但是没有想到在那个聚会里头。
But it was during that meeting.
这个传道人非常的清楚。
You know, that preacher clearly knew.
然后对这个姐妹说。
And said to this sister.
你愿意痊愈吗？
Are you able to, do you want to be made well?
当然愿意啊。
Of course.
我们为你祷告。
We will pray for you.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
因着教会的祷告。
Because of the prayer of the church.
好了。
She was made well.
医生说没事了。
And the doctor said she is completely fine.
这是神迹。
Now this is a miracle.
这是神同在的恩典。
And this is a grace of the presence of God.
是要让神的百姓看见说。
So that the people of God can see.
奉我的名聚会。
When you gather in my name.
我正在你们中间。
I am truly in your midst.
你们为着我在这里祷告天上的事。
And when you for my sake pray the prayers in, of the things above.
我要把同在显明在你中间。
I will manifest my presence in your midst.
神愿意与他的百姓同在。
And God is so willing to be with his people.
他的荣耀要充满在这个殿的当中。
And his glory is desired to fill this temple.
但很可惜神的百姓。
But very sadly the people.
他们没有看见神的心意。
They did not see this heart of God.
他们得罪他们的神。
And they have sinned against God.
所以虽然外面还有
and though they have the outward form,
神宁可让他们拆毁
God rather have the temple destroyed,
因为这再没有属灵的实际了
because there is no more spiritual reality there.
因为这个殿有外壳而没有实在
because there is only outward shell of the temple and no reality.
神没有办法住在其中
and God can no longer dwell in their midst.
神宁可把它丢弃
and rather forsake it.
但是感谢神
but we thank God.
现在神愿意
God is willing.
神的恩典领导他们。
That the grace of God came upon them.
神让他们回来。
And allow for them to return.
神要叫这些渔民。
And through these remnants.
再来经历神的同在。
Once again to experience the presence of God.
当然他们要回来。
Of course they must return.
当然他们要建造这个殿。
Of course they must build the temple.
但是这个殿就是建造起来。
But even as the temple was built.
神还是让他们看见说。
It is still to show them.
不仅仅是外面的。
It's not only outward matter.
是你们回来要建筑这个殿。
Yes, you're to return and build the temple.
但是你们要建筑这个殿。
But you do not, I'm sorry.
这个殿。
This temple.
你们还得有个实际的生活、啊。
You still have a reality of your living.
这位往后你都看见。
We will see that later on.
所以你看见神的心。
We must see the heart of God.
神要的是这群人。
This is God, what he is after is the people.
神要的是这些人的心。
God is after the hearts of the people.
神要的乃是他们在那里实实在在把这个殿的实际显明。
God desires for his people in reality to manifest the reality of the temple.
因为尽管你回来了。
Even though you have returned physically.
尽管好像你已经回转了。
It seems as if you have now turned around.
尽管你有点感觉了。
It seems as if now you have some response.
尽管你回来真的见做这个殿了
and even though you have returned to start building the temple,
但是你没有这个属灵的实际
but you have not lived out that spiritual reality,
没有真的转回
you did not truly return,
神还是没有办法满足的
God is still not truly satisfied,
因为神要的乃是这个人
because what God is after is the people,
只有这群人能够满足神的心
only the people can satisfy the heart of God,
这个殿的实际才能够显明出来
and then the reality of the temple will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹回来是一件事情
brothers and sisters, one thing to return.
属灵实际的建立是另外一件事情
but the establishment of the spiritual reality is totally a different matter.
回来建筑这个殿是一件事情
you have returned to rebuild the temple.
回到这个地方是一件事情
you have returned to this place, this land is one thing.
地方是对的
yes, the place is right.
环境是对的
the circumstances are right,
时间也是对的
the time is right,
但是人是否对
but are the people right?
这正是你看见百姓的经历
Now we can see this is the experience of the people.
人的愚昧以为说我回来了
Now we have this foolish thought, oh, I'm back home.
人的以为说我已经动工了
We think now I began to work.
人以为说我已经回来照着神的心意造这个殿了
And we think I have done according to your heart's desire. I come and rebuild the temple.
但是往前你看见神的手
But later on we will see the hand of God.
神要把他们的光景显明
God reveals to them their heart condition.
神要让他们看见
God shows them
什么叫做真正的回来
？What it truly means to truly return？
什么是真正神要得着的
？What is truly God after？
你不是回到那个原来的地方
？It is not now we return back to the place we ought to be。
你不是回到这个环境里面
？It is not we come back to the right condition。
你不是永居在这个我们的同一群同胞里头
？It is not now that we're in the right place together。
那么神就以为说他的旨意成就了
？And we think now。The will of God has been done.
不，那差得远。
It is far from it.
我不知道你有没有听过这个人。
I don't know if you heard of this individual.
他的舅舅你听过。
Now perhaps you have heard of his uncle.
那就是李托生。
And that is Watchman Nee.
李托生的外甥就是陈忠道。
And if you know, his nephew is Brother Chan.
我亲身听过他这样子的见证。
And I've heard Brother Chan give this testimony.
他从小就生活在基督徒的家庭里头。
Now this Brother Chan lived in, grew up in a Christian family.
哎呀，他虽然在这么好的环境长大。
He grew up in such a wonderful environment.
但是有一天，他像很多的青年人一样。
But one day, like many of the young people,
被这世界所欺骗。
He was deceived by the world.
他过着浪荡的生活。
And he had wildest living.
他在那里用欺骗的手段。
And he used methods to deceive others.
他好像在那里远离神了。
It seems as he's far, far away from God.
但是有一天应该是神的时候到。
But one day, in God's time,
他好多地方走了，又回到重庆的地方去。
And he returned back to where he got home.
他在那里走路，忽然看见那一个聚会的地方。
And from afar, he saw the congregation where he assembled.
这个地方不是我原来从前来过的地方。
Is this not the place that I gathered before?
那一天是主日。
And that was the Lord's day.
他看见那个地方。
And he saw the building.
他就往这地方走进去。
And he had toward it the direction.
当他正进去的时候。
And as he entered.
正是剥饼的时候。
It was
剥饼的时候。
Time to break bread.
正在要剥饼的时候。
During the Lord's table.
他在那里有人要介绍，谁在这里要介绍。
They will introduce others in the assembly.
他看见江守道弟兄就坐在第一排。
He saw Brother Stephen Kong.
因为他那天的讲员。
Because he was the speaker for the day.
江弟兄从前就已经认识他了。
Oh, he knew Brother Stephen long before.
他想想，我终于遇到一个我认识的人了。
And he said, now I recognize a familiar face.
他把他的名字送上去了。
And he wrote the name up.
他想报告的时候，应当提我的名字。
And he thought that when they introduce, they will introduce me.
那一天送上去两个人的名字。
Now there are two names to introduce that day.
但是当介绍了薄饼的时候，
After bread breaking, when they introduce,
那位弟兄只念一个名字。
Now this brother only named one of the two names.
没有把他的名字介绍出来。
And did not introduce this brother Chan.
当他低头在那里的时候，
And when he bowed his head,
他当然要在那里要祷告了。
Of course he was to pray.
但是没想到，
But
当他抬起头来的时候，
When he lifted his head,
饼杯从他面前过去，
The bread and cup passed by him.
哎呀，他心里非常的不高兴。
And he was very unhappy about this.
我明明认识江弟兄。
Oh, I know Brother Kong.
他怎么样不给我说说出话呢？
How come he would not speak on my behalf?
我明明从前就在这里聚过会。
No, I gather here before.
我为什么不还需要介绍？你们都不介绍我呢？
You need to introduce me, but you did not.
我明明从前就在这里剥过饼。
I broke bread here before.
但是今天为什么不让我剥饼啊？
You did not let me take the bread and cup today.
正在他心里不满的时候，
When he was unhappy about it,
圣灵很清楚地对他说，
The Holy Spirit clearly said that,
你也配着剥这饼喝这杯吗？
Are you worthy of this bread and cup?
你们想想你今天是什么光景？
Think of the condition you're in today.
你离我有多远啊？
How far are you from me?
哎呀， 光照到他里面来，
Enlighten him from within.
他心觉了，
And he understood.
他向主悔改。
And he repented.
他在那里流泪向主悔改。
And he wept before the Lord.
那个聚会出去了。
And he left the meeting.
过了时候，他看见另外一个培灵会在那里。
And later on, he saw another training meeting there.
是于立公牧师和赵军营牧师在那带领的这个培灵会。
And there was two elder brothers who led this training meeting.
他到了那个聚会里面去。
And he joined this meeting.
神再次感动他。
And once again, God moved him.
神呼召他。
And God called him.
他才一生侍奉主。
Then he offered his life to the Lord.
他以为他回到原来的地方。
So his first experience, he thought he came back to the right place.
他以为他回到原来的团体里头。
And he thought he came back to the congregation.
他以为回到我所认识的人的当中。
And he came back to those whom he knew.
就叫做回来了。
And that would equate to returning back.
神要的是他的心转回。
But God's desire for his heart to return.
你不是回到外在。
Not only to outward form.
你不是回到人的中间。
Not only in the midst of the congregation.
你是回到神的面前。
But you return back to the presence of God.
你不是回来仅仅建造这个殿。
Not only to return for the rebuilding work.
你乃是回到神的心意里头。
But return to the heart, the desire of God.
这才能够成就神的心意。
Then you will do the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们。这些的渔民
remnants,
他们不错是受激动了
yes, they were stirred.
他们不错是回来了
they returned.
但是他们回来
But when they returned,
神要求他们重建神的殿
God required for them to rebuild the temple.
神要的那是那殿的设计
but God is after the reality of that temple.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
神就是要在这些渔民身上
It was upon these remnants,
一步一步把他们带到神的心意的里头来
God gradually, step by step, have them return back to the heart of God.
所以看见到他们回来了
So we see they have returned.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us,
他们回到原有的根基上
They have returned back to where the foundation was laid.
他们回来了
They return.
他们要建筑神的殿。
They are to rebuild the temple of God.
圣灵在这里告诉我们。
And the Spirit tells us here.
他们必须回来。
They must return.
他们回到这个地点。
They return to this place.
他们还要回到原有的根基上。
And they will return to the very foundation.
在这原有的根基上。
And in this very foundation.
才是以后建筑神的殿的地点。
And this is the original foundation where the temple is to be rebuilt.
他们绝不那么说我们回来了。
They cannot say, now I've come back.
我们在什么地方建造神的殿总是在这个迦南地啊。
Wherever we build the temple, it must be in the land of Canaan.
不，他们必须要回到原有的根基上。
No, they must return to the original foundation.
因为这才是殿应当建造的所在。
Because this ought to be the base, the place where the foundation is to be laid and built.
什么是原有的根基呢
？What is this original foundation, this base?
如果按照历史来说
，If we look at history,
这个原有的根基
，Now this original base, this foundation,
那从前圣殿所建造的所在
，is where the original temple was built.
你就记得那是阿摩利亚，那是摩利亚山。
You know that is Mount Moriah.
那是大卫向这个阿鲁兰和这奥尔兰所买来的这一块的和田。
And this was the wheat field that David at a cost bought from Ornan.
我们晓得这摩利亚山。
And we know this is Mount Moriah.
最初是一个什么的地方
？And what is this mount?
这个摩利亚山
，This Mount Moriah，
乃是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
It's the place where Abraham offered Isaac。
这是一个献祭的所在。
This is a place of sacrifice。
这乃是说明神儿子把他自己献上的一个预表。
This is a place of sacrifice which foreshadows the Son of God offering himself as the sacrifice。
这是十字架的所在。
Now this is the place of the cross。
这摩利亚山
，This Mount Moriah，
乃是大卫受神的审判。
It is where David was judged by God.
因为他骄傲。
Because of his pride.
因为他的肉体。
Because of his flesh.
叫他数点神的百姓。
That he numbered the people.
要显露他自己国度的荣耀。
To manifest the power, the glory of his kingdom.
神的心不能喜悦。
And God is not pleased with that.
所以神降下了这个灾害。
And so God sent the pestilence.
叫瘟疫发生在神的百姓的当中。
And there was pestilence among God's people.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在神的怜悯里头。
Mercy of God,
神怜悯他的百姓
God had mercy upon his people.
他看见大卫的悔改的心、啊、
And he saw the repentant heart of David.
大卫的美丽
And this is the beauty of David.
并不是他没有失败
It's not because he never failed.
大卫的美丽
The beauty of David
就在他属灵或者说里面的感觉非常细嫩
And the fact of his heart, how sensitive his heart is.
一点他就懂得了
Immediately,
他就知道神的心了、啊
He knew the heart of God.
他就悔改。
And he repented.
神怜悯大卫。
God had mercy on David.
神吩咐正要动刀的天使。
And commanded the angel with the sword in his hand.
神说停手吧。
Cease.
瘟疫就停止了。
And the pestilence ceased.
同时你看见大卫在这奥兰的火场上。
At the same time, we can see on the wheat field of Ornan.
在这原来把麦的地方。
This was a place of threshing.
他在那里献祭给神。
And there David offered to God.
到了以后你就知道他告诉所罗门。
And David told Solomon.
这乃是殿的建造的所在。
This is the place where the temple is to be built.
所以什么是原有的根基呢？
And so where is this original base?
这个根基乃是立在那个原有的基础上。
And the foundation is laid upon the original place.
当然从新约的角度来看。
And of course from the perspective of the New Testament.
这个根基除了基督没有别的了。
And so the base, the foundation aside from Christ is.
但是另外一方面这个根基。
And this foundation,
乃是肉体被对付的地方。
It is a place where the flesh is dealt with.
这个根基
this foundation,
乃是十字架的记号。
It is a mark, a sign of the cross.
现在神的百姓回来了。
Now the people of God returned.
他们要重建神的殿。
Once again, they're to rebuild the temple of God.
他们必须回到这根基上。
They must return to this foundation.
他们必须看见
they must see
在这个根基上的故事。
The story of this foundation.
我们能够回来。
Now we can return.
我们这些人是什么人呢？
What people are we?
我们在神的面前该对付的什么？
What is it that we ought to be dealt with?
我们该有的行动是个什么的行动？
What action shall we take?
所以他们回来。
So now they return.
他们必须在这个原有的根基上。
It must be this original foundation.
他们要把这根基立稳了。
And they must set the foundation.
他们回到这个基础。
And they come back to the foundation.
然后来成就神的旨意。
In order to do the accomplishment of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，他们离开这个根基。
They have departed from this foundation.
因为殿被拆毁。
Because the temple was destroyed.
他们回来。
They return.
回到这个原有的根基上。
They return to the original foundation.
原有的根基。
And this is the original foundation.
那换一句话说。
In other words.
本来就是在这里。
The foundation was always here.
但是现在。
But now.
这根基70年前他们失落了。
They have lost it 70 years ago.
这根基他们过去在的地方他们流失了。
And they have lost this on the place, where the foundation was.
他们落到世界的王手里面。
And they have fallen into the hands of the king of the world.
他们落在神的管教的当中。
They've fallen under the disciplining hand of God.
他们失去了原来的美好的与神的之间的关系。
They have lost that wonderful relationship which they had with God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
现在回来了。
Now they have returned.
回到原初。
They have come back.
回到原来的地方。
Original place.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神让他们想起。
God allowed for them to recall.
我们的失败。
Our failure.
我们的被对付。
We have been dealt with.
我们在外邦手里的管。
And we were under the disciplining hand of the Gentile king.
神的恩典让我回来。
It is by grace we have returned.
我回来要建造神的殿。
I've returned to rebuild the temple of God.
但是我这个人
But as for me,
如果没有回到原来的根基上
If I did not return to the original foundation,
我就没有办法来建造这个殿。
I have no means to rebuild the temple.
是的，神让我回来。
God has allowed for me to return.
是神要我们回来。
God desires for us to return.
是的，神的殿要建造。
God's temple must be rebuilt.
但是我这个人
But as for me,
我回来了。
I've returned.
我回到哪里了？
Where did I return to?
我是否回到原有的根基上？
Did I return to the original foundation?
我从这个根基出去了。
I have departed from the foundation.
我这个从这地方滑落了。
And I have fallen from this place.
我这从这个地方漂流了。
And I have wandered from this place.
现在我回来了。
And now I've returned.
我心是否回来？
Has my heart returned?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
就着我们人的经历说。
According to our own experience,
你原来与神的关系如何？
What is our original relationship with God?
你与神从前是怎么样？
How is our original relationship with God.
借用新约启示录第二章的话。
And so to use the words in the New Testament, Revelation chapter 2.
神对以弗所教会说。
God says to the church at Ephesus.
你要悔改。
You must repent.
你要回转。
You must return.
你要回到原来的起初的那个爱的上面。
You have departed from your first love. Now return.
因为你从那起初的爱已经失落了。
Well, because you have departed from that first love.
以弗所的教会需要回来。
The church of Ephesus must return.
他需要回到那起初的根基上。
They must return to that first love.
神是对于他们要求。
And that's the requirement of God toward them.
回来就回到那个爱的点上面。
Return to that foundation of love.
我们虽然读以弗所书。
And we are familiar with the Ephesians.
我们看见他们懂得属灵的事情实在是非常的高。
And we know they have much understanding of the high doctrine.
我们看见属灵知识非常的丰富。
They have much spiritual knowledge.
他们非常懂得什么叫神的奥秘。
And they know all the mysteries of God.
但是这一切在神的眼中。
But all these in the sight of God.
这一切要叫见证的恢复。
That is the restoration of their testimony.
神对着以弗所的教会。
And God's requirement for that church is.
只有一个要求。
Only one requirement.
你们回来。
Return.
回到原初的爱的那里。
Return to that first love.
不是你们忘记了什么叫做神的奥秘。
It is not that you've forgotten about the mystery of God.
不是你们在那里还有什么的劳碌工作。
It is not of your labor there.
如果你们没有回到原初的爱。
But if you did not return to that first love.
神没有办法满足。
God is never satisfied.
这是原初的基础。
This is the first foundation.
请爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
什么是那个从前的与神的关系呢
What is that original relationship we had with God?
当你蒙恩得救的时候
When we're saved by grace,
当你那一刻遇见主的时候
When we first met the Lord,
当你曾几何时被神的灵感动的时候
When we're stirred by the Spirit of God,
当你有过你奉献的生活的时候
When we had consecrated ourselves to God,
你与神的关系是怎么样
How is that relationship with God?
你那时候对主的爱是如何的
What is that love toward God?
你那个时候是怎么样与神发生关系的
And what was that relationship with God?
你那时候摸着主的同在有多具体
And how practical, how concrete
但是时间过去了
That presence of God was in those days
你是不是已经漂流在这个世界里头
But as time passed, are we wandering in this world?
你是不是已经失落了呢
Have we departed from that?
你是不是已经忘记了
Have we forgotten?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神的话说
the word of God says,
回到原有的根基上
Return to that original foundation,
除非你回来
Unless you return,
你的回转乃是回到原有的根基上
Unless you return back to that foundation,
如果神的灵激动这些人的心
If the heart of God,heart of the people are stirred by God.
他们愿意起来回应。
They're able to respond and rise up.
他们回来执着所要做的事。
And they rose up to do what they ought to do.
就是回到原有的根基上。
They return to that original foundation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
如果神对了我们说话。
If God spoke to us.
神的话永远不会停在这里。
His word never ceases.
如果神感动我们的心。
If God moves our heart.
他的感动不是仅仅那一刻。
His moving is not only for that moment.
他的感动那是带着要求的。
His moving has a requirement.
他的感动那是告诉你说。
His stirring is telling us.
你的回转。
Your repentance.
是不是回到原有的根基上。
Your repentance does you return to that original foundation.
你从哪里失落。
Where we have fallen.
你从哪里出去
where we have wandered off,
你也要从哪里回来
and that is where we shall return to.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们的心到底如何呢
How is our heart?
我们是不是真的回来
Did we truly return?
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
恐怕多少的时候
So many a times,
我们 好像生命在那里长大。
It seems as if our life is growing.
我们好像在那里觉得我们越过越认识神的话。
And we feel we know more and more of the Word of God.
我们觉得我们也不错，我们在那里有侍奉。
And we feel I'm doing quite well. I'm serving.
但是当神的灵正在我们里面做工的时候
，But when the Spirit of God is stirring,
恐怕多少的时候
，So many a times,
我们都要被光照。
We will be enlightened.
我们需要恢复那起初与神的关系。
We must restore that original condition which we had with God.
若不是这样子的话
，Otherwise,
殿没有办法建造起来。
There is no way, no channel for us to build the temple.
殿的那聚集没有办法实现在我们中间。
The reality of that temple will be not manifested in our midst.
弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
我们的光景如何
？How is our condition?
有多少次
？So many a times.
有哪一次
？Which time?
神有对我们说过话
？When God has spoken to us.
神又告诉我们说
，When God has said to us.
你在哪里
？Where are you?
你已经失落了。
You have fallen.
什么时候让你失落
？When have you fallen?
什么时候叫你出去
？And what has caused you to wander?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
是因着我换了新的工作。
Now, is it because of my career?
我正觉得这工作对我来说大有前途的时候。
I have such a bright career ahead of me.
我正就为着我的前途在那里谋算。
And I'm strategizing, calculating for my own career.
我一面感谢主。
On the one hand, I'm thankful to God.
我这一面又图谋我将来是如何在这工作上。步步高升。
But at the same time, I am calculating how I continue to move upward in my career.
是我刚结婚的时候。
Is it when we first were married?
我一面感谢主给了我这么好的白马王子、白雪公主。
Oh, how I'm thankful to God for the wonderful spouse He has given me.
但与此同时，我动情，我又怎么样建筑我美丽的家园
？But at the same time, I'm planning how to have a wonderful family.
也许我刚生了孩子的时候。
Oh, perhaps now I have a newborn.
我正在感谢神赐给我这个产业。
At the same time, I'm thankful to God for this heritage.
但是与此同时，我正在计划。我这孩子的未来
But at the same time, I'm planning for the future of my child.
也许我刚刚在那里侍奉的时候
No, perhaps I'm beginning to serve God.
我正感谢主让我有侍奉的岗位
And I'm thankful I have a position to serve him.
但是与此同时我也正在努力怎么表现我的自己
Yet at the same time, I'm showing how I can make myself more outstanding.
这一切都成为了我们的危机
Oh, all these things are a crisis to us.
这一切都是我们从那原来爱的根基上
These things will cause us to depart from the original foundation of love.
从那神恩典的根基上
And we have fallen from that foundation of grace.
从那我们与神的最好的关系的远处的关系上
And we have fallen from that beautiful best relationship we have with God.
我们放松了
And we have relaxed.
我们滑落了
And we have slid.
慢慢日子过去了
And as the days pass,
你就发现
we'll discover,
外面一模一样
and it is just the same.
你工作还是越来越好
and we get better and better in our career.
你夫妻关系越来越美
and the family relationship is beautiful.
你孩子越过越多
and then we have more and more children.
你的工作你的孩子你的家庭
our family, our careers.
你的侍奉
My service.
越来越得人的称赞
and would be more and more garner praise from others.
发现你的恩赐越来越显明
and will discover more and more of our gifts.
但是
yet,
你与主的关系
our relationship with the Lord.
只有你和我自己晓得
only the Lord and I know.
我们与神是不是仍旧像从前了
is our relationship is still the same.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
假若神不怜悯
If it's not by the mercy of God,
我们口里面讲我们做主的见证
we say with our mouth we are his witnesses,
我们就没有办法满足主的心
we cannot satisfy the heart of God.
我们没有办法能够真的成为主的见证
we cannot be his true witnesses.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
个人如此
if that is the case,
团体也一样,
personally, corporately is the same,
工作也相同,
and our work increase,
多少神的仆人,
so many of the servants of God, 多少神的教会, all the assemblies of God,
他们难道没有起初那美丽属灵的光景吗?
Have we not all that beautiful, wonderful beginning with God?
2000多来教会的历史,
throughout 2,000 years of church history,
有哪一个团体起来的时候不是有个最美丽的时候吗?
Which church did not begin well?
但是日子过去,
but as time passed,
人的手在里面了,
when the hand of man is
肉体显出来了,
when the flesh is revealed,
工作发达了,
and the work increased,
人数增加了,
and the numbers increase,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神的同在也就失去了,
the presence of God departs.
你只看见的是什么?
What do we see then?
你只看见的只有叶子,
we only see leaves only.
我们的主在这树的底下得不着一棵无花果树,
the Lord came by the fig tree and saw leaves only and not one fruit.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们还可以夸耀,
can we still praise?
我们还可以说我们属灵,
can we still boast we are spiritual?
我们还可以觉得我们行,
do we think we're still able?
多少的地方,
there are so many places,
没有主的同在,
without the presence of God,
你摸不着,
cannot be touched,
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
神却让我们回来,
God allows for us to return,
神要他的百姓痛定思痛,
God wants his people to understand and repent in sorrow,
神要的百姓说今天你们能够回来,
God allows for his people to know and understand the fact that you can return,
神要的百姓看见说,
so that people can see,
你们回来,
the fact that you return,
我要回到起初的根基上,
you must return to that first foundation,
你们思想一下,
now consider,
我们从这里出去了,
we left here,
圣殿因着我们的失败,
and because of our failure,
它已经被拆毁,
and the temple was destroyed,
圣殿神啊你让我们回来,
yet God you have caused us to return,
我们回到这根基上,
and we have come back to this foundation,
我们愿意转回,
we are willing to return and repent,
所以下面接着说,
and so God continues to say,
他们在原有的根基上就谈,
they build the altar and the original foundation,
他们在那里早晚献上燔祭,
and they offer the burnt offering both morning and evening,
我们都晓得什么叫做祭坛,
and we know what the altar is,
乃是一个奉献的所在,
the altar is a place of sacrifice,
我们都晓得什么叫燔祭,
and we know the burnt offering,
那是全身的祭,
it is an offering that is burnt consumed wholly,
没有一点保留,
there is no thing that is kept,
完全的献在祭坛的上面,
the burnt offering is wholly offered at the altar,
换句话说, 我们回来,
in other words, now we return,
我们回到 原有的根基上,
we came to the first foundation,
我们心转回了,
and our hearts are now returned,
什么的行动呢?
What is that action to follow?
乃是将我们献上,
it is to offer ourselves up,
所以弟兄们,
so my brethren,
我以神的慈悲劝你们,
therefore I urge your brethren by the mercy of God,
将身体献上,
to offer your bodies up as a sacrifice,
当作活祭,
your bodies as a living sacrifice,
这是圣洁的,
this is holy,
这是神
神所喜悦的, this is acceptable, pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉,
this is your reasonable spiritual,
那是理所当然的,
worship to him.
保罗在这里告诉他的教会,
and Paul here tells the church,
我们要把身体献上,
we must offer our bodies up as a living sacrifice,
当作活祭,
as a living sacrifice,
我要把身体献上,
and I must offer my body,
好让神的心能够满足,
so that God's heart will be satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
回到原有的根基上,
when we return to the first foundation,
我们的行动,
our action to follow,
那是再把自己奉献给神,
is once again to offer ourselves up to God,
这是我们永远的回来的非常重要的一步,
this is forever most important step we must take.
这是奉献的基础。
And this is the foundation of consecration.
这是表明不再是我的所在。
And this is a manifestation. It is no longer I.
这是告诉神说从今以后不再是我。
This is to say to God, now is no longer I.
我说全然摆在你的祭坛上。
And I'm wholly consumed and placed upon your altar.
让你可以得着满足。
So that you may be fully satisfied.
所以他们在原有的根基上。
So on that foundation.
他们在那里献上这个燔祭。
They offer the burnt offerings.
并且他们在那里所献。
And that they offer there.
从早上献，晚上也献。
From morning and evening.
他们在这坛上的火永不熄灭。
And the fire on the altar shall never cease.
因为在原来的规定就是如此。
Because that was what God had always determined.
所以他们带着感恩的心在那奉献。
And they had a heart of thanksgiving as they
offered. 所以他们同时献上感恩的祭。
And this was also offered with a thanksgiving
offering. 带着火一直不断焚烧的所在。
And as the fire continued to burn.
他们早晚献上燔祭。
A morning and evening.
来满足神的心。
To satisfy the heart of God.
来表明他们说我们回来了。
To manifest now we have returned.
我们真的。都回来了，我们愿意回到你的面前了。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个叫做真的回归，不是回到地点，不是回到人中间，回到神面前。神今天要的是什么？正是这样子的人。
These are individuals which God is after.
神的旨要成就。
The will of God must be done.
神的工作要完成。
And his work must be complete.
神的见证要恢复。
And his testimony must be restored.
他等候的这些人。
And he's awaiting for such as these.
如果我们承认我们这些人。
If we acknowledge we are these.
我们就是神所余剩的名。
And we are the remnant which he has kept.
我们就是神所保留为着那幕后的日子的人。
And we are those he has kept and preserved for the last days.
应当回来。
Then we must return.
我们就应当回去。
We shall repent.
回到失落的原初点上。
And return to where we have fallen.
我们就应当回来。
And we must return.
我们应当重新的奉献。
And once again consecrate ourselves.
将身体献上。
To offer up our bodies.
我们把自己再摆在祭坛上。
Once again we place ourselves on the altar.
只有如此。
Only then.
感谢神。
We thank God.
殿能够被建造。
Then the temple can start to be built.
神让他们回来的旨意才能够成就。
Then the will of God for them to return can be done.
但愿主的话。
May the word of God.
规模我们的思想。
Will mold our steps.
好让我们在主的面前。
So that in his presence.
能够蒙神自己的恩典。
That we would receive grace from him.
叫神能够得着满意。
So that God can be satisfied.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head to pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we praise thee.
但愿我们在你面前再次蒙恩典。
Once again, we receive grace from thee.
我们承认我们在你面前的亏欠。
And we confess our shortcoming before thee.
我们承认在你面前的失败。
And we confess our shortcoming failure before thee.
我们承认在你面前流荡。
And we confess we have wandered from thee.
但主你满有怜悯，满有恩典。
But Lord, thou art full of grace and mercy.
你给我们机会。
Thou hast given us
opportunity. 你向我们发呼声。
And calling unto us.
你要我们回来。
Return.
主啊，把我们心归给你。
Lord, we give our hearts unto thee.
但愿你早晨再向我们心说话。
This morning, may thou speak once again to our hearts.
我儿，你把心归我。
My son, give me thy heart.
但愿你满足，从我们身上得着满足。
Thou find satisfaction upon us.
我们都愿意在这里把自己再奉献给你。
We're willing all once again to consecrate ourselves to thee.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
The Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.